In our relentless pursuit of addressing environmental and energy challenges, we find ourselves at a crucial juncture. The demand for clean and efficient energy sources and electronic devices is ever increasing. But what if I told you there is a technology that can directly convert heat into electricity that could be implemented into small electronic devices? Enter thermoelectric generation, a game-changing technology based on the longitudinal spin-Seebeck effect and the anomalous Nernst effect. These effects hold the key to unlocking the true potential of our thermoelectric systems, allowing us to harness power of the heat and transform it into electrical energy. Our study focuses on heterostructures composed of a ferromagnetic film, cobalt-2 iron aluminium, also known as CFA, and a cap layer over it. But why is this significant? Well, CFA is a ferromagnetic material with adjustable magnetic anisotropy and the potential for spin-polarized current generation. As for the choice of the non-magnetic cap layer, in this case, we picked tungsten and titanium. These layers influence not only the protection and hardness of the heterostructures produced, but also its electrical properties. It's like adding an extra layer of armor to our technology. So, in this study, we examined CFA films with different non-magnetic metal thicknesses of tungsten or titanium. So, what did we find in the end? Overall, the CFA films produced consistently exhibited anomalous Nernst effect voltages, but there's a twist. The films containing non-ferromagnetic layers, either titanium or tungsten, displayed slightly lower signals compared to the CFA samples when exposed to the same environmental conditions, such as the same magnetic field and temperature gradient. The results can be observed in the figures presented, and it's also possible to notice that the signal produced by the samples is extremely dependent on the experimental conditions. It's also possible to observe the correlation between the thickness of the cap layer and the signal produced, with the increase of the cap layer resulting in a decrease of the signal obtained from the samples. So, to test the robustness and proof of concept that our systems would actually work in real-life conditions, we subjected them to a controlled experiment. We simulated the temperature changes and maintained a constant magnetic field, and the results were short of remarkable. The thermomagnetic response closely mirrored the temperature curve changes, showcasing incredible sensitivity of our heterostructures, and moreover, the plateau on the temperature curve was reproduced with remarkable stability in the thermomagnetic response. So, what's the key takeaway from all of this? The research suggests that lower thickness of the non-magnetic layer, the cap layer, while leading to a decrease in the thermoelectric signal, are preferred for heterostructure systems. But why? They protect the ferromagnetic layer against oxidation while maintaining a thermoelectric efficiency compared to single ferromagnetic layers. So in conclusion, our research provided a valuable contribution to the ongoing exploration and optimization of thermoelectric systems by understanding the interplay between the spin-Seebeck effect, the anomalous Nernst effect, and material properties. We paved the way for more efficient and tailored thermoelectric devices based on these technologies. This knowledge is a beacon of hope in our quest to address environmental and energy challenges. It guides us towards a future where clean, efficient, and sustainable energy solutions are within our gaps. Thank you very much for your attention.